Hello podcast, I'm back for another episode on the Rasika show. No, this is not the Rasika show. This is Quiet Hours, and I really liked last time that I had some music in the back. It was just because it was very like a spontaneous recording, and I just didn't turn off the music that I was already having in the back. And so this time I have something a little bit more mellow, some lo-fi. Kind of nice for your ambience too. You can hear my voice and some music. So I have the window open a little bit. I'm not sure if you can hear that. And I'm not gonna listen to this over because I kind of want to just not really wrap this up or anything, but I just want to be efficient with the time, and I feel like everything's already good. Anyways, basically, I'm here to share a little bit differently than I have been in the past. Share something a little differently. Yes. We're kind of transitioning topics as a collective on this podcast. Because I know the last few episodes have been very much rooted in authenticity, feeling comfortable with ourselves, feeling comfortable with myself. and I hope, you know, that translates to you, but this is very much like in my own arena too, of myself. Very much so related to the heart in that way, feeling open and feeling openly myself. And being able to share that with you. And now I kind of feel like I'm transitioning more into my mind, in the mental arena, which I like to kind of split us as people, or myself as a person, into mind, body, heart. And so mental, physical, emotional health. You can think about it like that too. I kind of want to talk about the mind today. And specifically, I want to be talking about how we tend to forget that this thing is actually a tool. It's kind of a vehicle for our progress as people, our growth and evolution as people. And how it's kind of capable of high good, but also high destruction and chaos. I think for me, this week, I've been noticing just how easy it is for me to get off track, so to speak, have like air quotes, just out of making some poor choices or just not making the right choices, you know. And I can see this dynamic of me being very heavily influenced by the thoughts that I'm having, which is like, it's pretty normal, obviously, because the sequence kind of goes your thoughts, your actions, your reality, right? Or more specifically, your thoughts, your choices, your reality. And so I like to split and filter out our thoughts into two pools, one of them being creativity, or, you know, thoughts that are ideas, you know, and then the other one, thoughts that are distractions, distracting us from our highest good. And so being able to kind of pool those two, or classify thoughts into those two pools, is really helpful, I think, just to navigate which thoughts are worth listening to and which ones are worth discarding, or even just kind of like moving past them or not really giving them our attention. And of course, all of this is to say that you are conscious of your thoughts, you know, and being able to even like watch your own thinking and witness your own thinking before making choices. Or I love to pay attention to my thoughts in the moments before making a decision or making a choice, you know. Sometimes obviously you're making choices, you're making a lot of choices all the time, but like important, more important choices, you know, like what am I gonna do now, you know, or like how am I gonna spend my time in the next hour. Or if you kind of go to your phone and you're about to click like some social media app, you know what I mean? Or if you are thinking of, you know, if you're like swiping through your phone, you're about to do that. Or even if you're walking past your phone, you're about to like, oh, let me go check my phone. You know, before making a choice that could possibly, you know, impact the way that your day goes, I like to kind of pause in that moment, even if it's just like a second of a pause, you know, and be like, what am I doing, you know? And I think that's just a good way to get just a little bit more mindful about our behavior, so we're not just going on autopilot and we're not just feeling like we're sleepwalking through life. Yeah, that's the kind of basis for it. So assuming that you're kind of having a little bit of mindfulness and you care to even notice the dynamic that's going on in your head, then yeah, let's get on to the next point. Yeah, so our thoughts can be very influential, right? But I think that's where our conscience comes in, you know? And our conscience is like the responsibility voice in our head, I feel like, you know? It's like the little angel on our shoulder. But we also have like the devil on our shoulder. And I think that's kind of like a really important dynamic for us to recognize, even so we can function with integrity. So we don't feel like there's an angel and devil on our shoulders. We can kind of feel like there's just one of us. Oh, sorry. I talk with my hands. I just kind of like hit the microphone. So, yeah, I think knowledge and introspection and morals, they all kind of influence and shape our conscience, you know. Knowledge in the sense like you have objective knowledge, which is very much rooted in science, you have your own subjective knowledge, you have traditional wisdom, and all of that kind of goes into making your conscience, the responsibility voice in your head, also like your childhood, you know, and what you've been taught and how that's shaped your morals. I think that kind of falls under your subjective experience, but like we can keep morals as its own thing, because there's like knowledge, there's morals, and then there's what I say, like introspection, which is kind of like introspection really helps you kind of get clear about what your values are in life, and you can get really specific with it. So your conscience can be like very specific. Yeah, that's the word I'm going to use, very refined. For example, this is kind of very abstract for the last 5 seconds, so let me just kind of give you a concrete example in the sense of like, if you want to know how to navigate like drinking, for example, drinking alcohol, you don't have to just... You can even like refine it further than just drinking alcohol, because it doesn't have to be yes, no in that sense. You can even be like, okay, yes, in like, blah, 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 blah. Basically, something can be acceptable for you in one context, but also feel wrong in another context. It can be the same behavior, you know, but the context of it matters. And I feel like it's good to kind of reflect on your... On what your values are, what your kind of boundaries are with certain things, because then you can really navigate through these situations with integrity, you know? And all of that is to say that if we don't have a driver in our head, you know, if we don't have someone driving this vehicle that is our mind, and then we have all sorts of thoughts come up, then we're gonna probably go down some paths, some roads that are going to be very distracting to our our growth and progress and development as people. You know what I mean? So I think our conscience is pretty helpful in driving the mind. But we don't really listen to the angel on our shoulder. You know what I mean? But it might come back. For me, it does. You know, if I don't listen to the angel on my shoulder and there's that dissonance, you know, with the devil and the angel, and I make a choice that's just not the right choice, you know, air quotes, right choice, then I'm going to feel super guilty afterwards. And for me, that's just like high conscientiousness, which kind of turns into guilt afterwards. So maybe that's not the case for you. Maybe it's not as extreme. So it's almost like I have no choice but to do the right thing sometimes, because otherwise I feel very guilty. So for me, it's very important to assess what is right. You know what I mean? And if that is even like, if my values or beliefs, so to speak, are aligned with the highest good. Because, like, I think it's great to be, like, conscientious and all that, but, like, you need to also know if the script that you're following is the right script. Otherwise, like, probably going to be missing out on some really good things in life, or you're probably just, you're not maximizing your happiness, you know what I mean? If you're not really clear about what your beliefs are, your values are. So, yeah, I think it's a two-part thing, like listening to the angel on our shoulder, listening to our conscientiousness, and also having clearly defined values. So you have the right directions, you know, because like, great, you have a driver, but you have the wrong directions. You know what I mean? Like, both things are important. The map is important. The GPS, whatever, is important, and the driver is important. So our mind can be actually used as a tool, because like, the mind is the foundation, is kind of the birthplace of creativity as well. You know, if we can really direct our mind and use it rather than letting it use us, you know, I think that's such an, that would change so much. You know, you'd stop screwing yourself over and you could actually do a lot. Aligned for your highest good. It's not for anybody else but for you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think productivity can be a thing where it can be, I don't know. I hear a lot about productivity in the personal development, self-help space, but for me, it's just like, Are you using your mind in a way that supports your growth, progress, and development as a person? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't even care what you're doing. Like, are you in alignment with yourself, with your highest self? And that when I say you, I'm just talking to myself here. It's like, am I in alignment with my highest self? Because I do know what the right thing to do is, and also I have the means of reflecting on the right thing, so to speak, and cross-check myself and be like, is that really the right thing, you know? Because sometimes we're told things that are supposedly correct, but it doesn't end up being aligned with our highest good in reality and actuality. So, you know, coming back, reflecting on your directions is a good idea. This is a super, I'm just gonna take a second. Drink some water and let you kind of digest that, because sometimes I feel like, my mouth is also like, sometimes I just like get very abstract. And I forget that I am talking to someone, not talking to you, but you're listening to me. So I want to be good about being a little bit more concrete sometimes. And I feel like this stuff really makes sense to me. But I don't want it to be so abstract to the point where you're like, I don't even know what I'm listening to. I'll let you just kind of think and let those thoughts do. Stretch. I'm just gonna stretch. Sometimes all you need to do is stretch. I don't know, man. This whole human thing is pretty crazy. It's a pretty crazy thing. And props to you for existing, because I think sometimes we need an award for just existing and not I don't know, and not combusting by the end of the day. So yeah, let's see how long this has been. Oh, 17 minutes. It's pretty good. I think that's a good amount that I've said is, I've said a good amount. I have said a decent amount of stuff. Yeah, essentially, see if you can pay attention to your, oh wait, I don't know if I said this already, but your thoughts don't have to dictate your choices. Just know that, you know, even if you think something doesn't mean that you have to follow through it, doesn't mean you have to act on it. It can just be a thought. It can just be an abstract whisper. It can just be a whisper in your mind, you know? Yeah, I really want to say that and emphasize that, because like sometimes it does feel like our mind does use us, you know, rather than it being a tool for us. And I guess that's where being able to move your attention is really helpful. Because sometimes all your attention goes to the devil on your shoulder, and it grows that voice. Because that's what your attention does. It kind of just, it's like a spotlight, right? So if you can move your attention in those moments where it feels like your mind is gnawing at you, just, I like to move my attention in my body, you know, or just like in my senses, you know, come to my senses. If it's like opening a window and just putting all my attention in hearing the birds outside or hearing the cars and just like listening, or if it's like coming back to physical touch, you know, and if you rub your hands together, kind of make them nice and warm. I can't really make them warm right now because I have a window open as well. Oh, I think I just spiked the volume for you guys. Sorry. But yeah, rub your hands together and make them really nice and warm. And then put one hand on your heart and the other hand on your stomach. And just feel the warmth coming from your hand. You know? And if you put all your attention into that physical touch, suddenly you're not in your head anymore. And then you can also move your attention internally, but not in your head. Like if you just watch your breath, and if you have your hands on your heart and your stomach again, and you breathe in and let your stomach expand into your hand, and then breathe out and let your stomach decompress, and you can just feel that movement, and then just feel your breath as well. How your breath interacts with your physical body. It's just about moving your awareness someplace other than your mind. And sometimes, like, if you have the thought to procrastinate, if you sit down and you don't feel like working something, and that's what your head's telling you, and it feels like you can't escape that desire, you know, to just do something else, but you know in your heart that you should where you know that you should do your work. For that's just a common example. You know, just shift your attention from that thought, you know? Just like move it somewhere else and let the thing pass over. And then just do your work, you know? Because it's just an abstract, it's just a whisper in your mind. And I think it's just important to recognize that and learn just how powerful your attention is. Yeah. You have full control over your reality, and you don't have to feel obliged to sabotage your own growth, even if a part of you is wired for that. Just saying. Okay, I think I'll stop there. I hope you guys have a really good day. I hope it goes well for you. I hope you act in accordance with your highest good and you make yourself proud. You feel good about yourself at the end of the day. And even if it doesn't go well for you, I hope you still feel good about yourself, because that's not gonna help. It's not gonna help if you're gonna hate yourself too on top of your unruly mind. At least keep your heart open, okay? Okay. I'll be off.